英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon and happy new year, long time no see.
Judy 老师真是好久不见了，今天可是您的新年首秀啊。
Yeah, happy new year, I hope you all had a great time and also are ready to start the new year.
我们话筒后的 Judy 老师和 Nick 老师这是携手归来，给大家带来新一期的英语美文。今天我们讲一个什么故事？我们讲一个关于 miracle 的故事。
Yeah, today's story is about a miracle that happened. And actually, after you listen to this, you will think, miracles can be bought after all.
欢迎大家登录到我们的在线直播间，和全国各地的小伙伴们一起来收听今天的故事。我看到有的同学已经说了 long time without story.
Yeah, long time no story. Well, that's something we're gonna fix today.
Yeah, we've got an uplifting story for you and for this coming new year. 非常的uplifting, 怎么说非常的励志的故事。
Yeah,
一个很温暖的故事。
It's a story that's very warm and makes you feel like, aww, like that feeling.
新年呢我们有点不一样的感觉啊，我们让这些提前登录直播间的同学我们来点个名儿啊。欢迎一下我们的 CUL, 啊嗷喵喵啊悟空。小灰灰、星野、翠柠檬、小妮妮、任凤鸣、风吹在路上啊 ,Betty, 小小渣等等之类的同学，我的微信 Julie, 这些同学新年来一点不一样的感觉，我们都看到你们了。
We all can see you, all of you.
点到名的同学，今年期待你们生命当中会出现 miracle, 好吗？好的。来，我们来说说今天这个故事啊，讲的是什么呢？ What is the story about?
Well, this story is about a little girl named Tess who once heard her parents talking about her sick brother. And her parents were very desperate. They were very sad because they couldn't afford the operation that was needed to save her little brother's life.
八岁的小女孩叫 Tess, 苔丝，偶然呢听到了父母啊在谈论，哎呀，家里已经没有钱来支付了为病重的弟弟治疗的昂贵的手术费。爸爸说，哎，现在呀只有奇迹能救他的命了。
Only a miracle can save him now. That's what Dad said. Well, when she heard that, Tess took all the money she had saved and went to the pharmacy thinking that she could probably buy a miracle.Over there.
苔丝就记住了这句话，于是呢他翻出了自己啊存在存钱罐里的所有的积蓄，一块一毛一，他想到药店去给弟弟买一个奇迹来治他的病。
Yeah, and as I said before, after hearing this story, you will find out that miracles you can't even buy sometimes.
我们都说奇迹呢根本就有的时候就不可能出现啊，别说要去买一个奇迹了，那最后他能不能买到一个奇迹呢？今天的故事值得好好的聆听一下。好，大家各就各位都准备开始了，我们有请出 Nick 老师来为我们读今天的美文。
How much is a miracle? Tess was a precocious 8-year-old when she heard her mom and dad talking about her little brother, AndrewAll she knew was that he was very sick and they were completely out of money. They were moving into an apartment complex next month because daddy didn't have the money for the doctor bills and their house. So only a costly surgery could save Andrew now, and it was looking like there was no one to loan them the money. She heard daddy say to her tearful mother withwhispered desperation, only a miracle can save him now. Tess went to her bedroom and pulled a glass jelly jar from its hiding place in the closet. She poured all of the change, jinga, 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 out onto the floor and counted it carefully, 3 times even. The total had to be exactly perfect. No chance here for mistakes. Carefully placing the coins back into the jar, ching, ching,Ching. She then twisted on the cap, and then she slipped out the back door and made her way 6 blocks to Rexall's drugstore with the big red Indian chief sign above the door.
听直播的听力呢是最挑战的，所以希望大家能够在直播间赶紧啊，把今天听到的小单词全部都刷起来。第一段
，Tess was a precocious 8-year-old when she heard her mom and dad talking about her little brother Andrew.
Tess was an eight-year-old girl. 好，这里有个形容词叫做 precocious.
Well.If a child is precocious, then a child is very mature for his or her age. Like, the child already has a certain level of thinking that is very adult.
啊，这个 precocious 可能大家见得很少，它的意思呢就是早熟的。
Yeah, just very smart for
age. 从小就挺聪明的。
Yeah.
朱迪老师从小聪明吗？
Well, I mean, I'd like to say yes, of course, but I think I have to ask that to my parents.
啊，对，爸爸妈妈都知道啊。小时候你聪明不聪明，是不是早熟的，是不是懂事儿的？好 ，Tess 是一个八岁的哈早熟的小女孩。When she heard her mom and dad talking about her little brother Andrew, 当她听到 heard 是偶然听到，不经意的听到爸爸和妈妈们正在谈论着她的弟弟 Andrew 的事情。
All she knew was that he was very sick and they were completely out of money.
All she knew, 她全部听到的，她只知道这么一件事情，那就是啊，弟弟啊，病得很重。He was very sick and they were completely
out of money.
这个短语，你们知道，你们用你们的话来说，叫做只能吃土了。
Yeah, broke. If you are out of money, you have no money anymore. You are broke.
Broke, 意思就是 out of money, 没有钱了。家里啊已经支付不了了，负担不起了。Completely, 再加上一个副词去形容，完全没有钱了。
They were moving to an apartment complex next month because daddy didn't have the money for the doctor bills and their house.
好，他们要搬去哪里呢？ They were moving to an
Apartment complex.
Apartment, 我们知道是公寓。那 what is a complex?
Well, an apartment complex is a group of apartments together. It's like a building with several apartments in it. It's like a few rooms for living in that people can, yeah, use as their house, but it's not a whole separate house.
Oh, 看来啊，这是某种公寓。
Yeah.
那 complex 有点像我们所说的那种什么小区啊
？Yeah, 家园 that one.
Judy 老师说家园，某某家园
，Yeah,
某某花园
，Yeah,
这个小区的名字。所以这个 apartment complex 呢，就是一种公寓的大楼。
Yeah, and it's often cheaper than a real house, at least in America or Europe. It's cheaper to live in an apartment complex.
看来是房租相对便宜，因为他们已经负担不起了。啊，家里没有钱了。你看，我们如果说家里有病人的同学，肯定都知道，是不是
？Yeah.
这开支啊什么的比较紧张。Next month, 下个月就得搬过去了，因为
Daddy didn't have the money for the doctor bills and their house.
爸爸已经没有钱来支付 the doctor bills, 医药费啊，英文中说是医生账单，医药费 and their house, 也没有钱来支付房子的开支了。
Only a very costly surgery could save Andrew now, and it was looking like there was no one to loan them the money.
啊，弟弟的病有没有救呢？
Yeah,
there. Can he be saved?
He can be saved, but it will cost them a lot of money.
对，病能治，命能救，但是花钱。Only a very costly surgery. Costly 是一个什么词？
Yeah, if something is costly, it's very expensive. It costs a lot of money.
Spend way too much.
Yeah.
Cost an arm and leg.
Yeah, like that.
Costly, 昂贵的 surgery, 手术。只有一个昂贵的手术啊能够救弟弟的命。Now, and it was looking like, 看上去呢似乎呢
,there was no one to loan them the money.
嗯没有人会把钱借给他们。Loan, L-O-A-N, 借。
Yeah, to loan money to someone, that means to lend money to someone. Then you give money to someone for a short time until they have the money to pay you back.
对 ,loan 是借出去的意思。
Yeah.
不是借回来是借出去。She heard daddy say to her tearful mother, 啊一个小小的形容词啊 ,tearful, 眼里啊含着泪珠的。啊、
yeah, if you are tearful, you are crying or feeling as if you want to cry.
大家看 tearful 这个单词是不是 full of tear 的意思啊
?Yeah, that's exactly how you can remember it.
啊眼里是含满了泪水啊。爸爸呢就低声的啊对这个妈妈妈妈不仅是眼里含着泪水而且是 with
whispered desperation.
Whispered, 就是低低的压低声音的 desperation, 是一种彻底的绝望。
Yeah, if you say something with whispered desperation, you say something not so loud as if no one can, like, should hear it, but you still need to say it, and you feel desperate while you say it, and that is very clear from the tone of your voice.
相当于说一个家庭有小孩得了绝症啊。然后呢还有一丝希望吧不能说完全的绝症一个家庭把这个家呢逼得走投无路了啊这个时候人还能说什么呢爸爸就说了一句话
Only a miracle can save him now.
现在呀只有一个奇迹可以救他的命了。意思是说怎么可能有奇迹呢
Yeah, only a miracle, like he cannot be saved unless a miracle happens.
这么普通的一个家庭啊，为了这样一场病支付了如此多的费用，可能我们不是每个人家里啊都有这种重病的人。
Yeah.
啊，不知道现在这个大家可能不知道重病要花多少钱，是吧？但是我相信我们的听友当中肯定有这样的家庭，对这种滋味那是了解的非常之深切了。
Tess went to her bedroom and pulled a glass jelly jar from its hiding place in the closet.
这个时候听到聊天的 Tess 去到了他的卧室。Pull, 注意看这段当中有很多的动词。
Yeah.
来看他的动作是什么。先是取出了 pull, 就是拉什么东西取什么东西。
A glass jelly jar.
好这得请 Judy 老师来解释一下了。
Well, maybe you've heard about it that Americans, they love eating peanut butter and jelly on a sandwich. Well, jelly is like strawberry jam. It's like, yeah, it's like a red substance you can put on your sandwich. It's very sweet. And they use a jar to store jelly in. So a jelly jar is a jar, like a container, that is used to store jam in.
啊、哦、这个 jelly jar 啊听上去发音很可爱。
Yeah.
其实它也很可爱。它就是一个 jelly 是果冻 ,jar 是罐儿。所以呢是一个玻璃的果冻罐儿。啊这个小朋友爱吃果冻。
Yeah.
有这个罐儿就挺萌的挺可爱的。那么这个 jelly jar 里面有什么呢
?From its hiding place in the closet.
哎呦还在一个 hiding place, 还是个躲起来藏起来的地方。在哪儿啊在 closet, 在衣柜里。啊小朋友从小就会藏私房钱了。
Of course, you should hide all your money, of course, because as a kid, you trust no one.
Judy 老师说作为孩子来讲你一定要把你所有的钱全部藏起来。
Everyone wants to steal your 2 RMB, like for sure.
不管你的压岁钱 red pocket money 有多少。
Oh yeah.
你都要藏起来不然大人就会充公了。
She poured all of the change out on the floor and counted it carefully.
好大家在读这段话的时候脑海当中一定要出现一些画面。慢慢的他呢啊很费劲的从这个隐藏的地方衣柜里把他的瓶瓶罐罐拿了出来。然后呢 poured, 唰一下全都倒出来。All of the change, 零钱 out on the floor, 全部倒在地板上。然后开始怎么样
?She counted it carefully.
仔仔细细的一个一个的开始数着。
Three times even.
而且还数了三次 even.
The total had to be exactly perfect.
总数必须得是一分不差。Exactly perfect. 这里的 perfect 不一定是完美了。就是准确的。
Yeah, it has to be very precise. Like, she should make no mistakes. It had to be perfect.
你们数过自己的零用钱吗小的时候有没有数过呀
?Everyone, I think. I did it many times.
是不是每天数三遍啊
?Yeah. You feel so good about yourself, you know? No chance here for mistakes.
好 ,no chance here, 意思就是说什么事情呢是不可能的。 No chance here for mistakes. 啊，犯错在这儿是不可能的，数错是不会的。
Yeah, like, it's not going to happen that I make a mistake. No chance here for a mistake. Carefully placing the coins back in the jar and twisting on the cap, she slipped out the back door and made her way 6 blocks to Rexall's drugstore with the big red Indian chief sign above the door.
数完以后呢，肯定就是把罐盖好了啊。这些动词啊，平时生活中你看我们能不能用到 ？Carefully, 仔细的 placing the coins, 把小硬币们 back in the jar, 把硬币放回罐中，并且 twisting on the cap. Cap 是盖子。
Yeah.It's like the cover of a jar, like the cover of a bottle even. You can call that a cap.
对，我们说的鸭舌帽呢，也叫做 cap.
Yeah.
是不是？所以 twisting 就是扭，拧转这个瓶盖，这不就是拧紧了，盖好吗？
Yeah, it's to turn, to twist is the same as to turn, like to make a turning movement with your hand while you hold the cap so that the bottle or the jar closes.
She slipped out the back door, 偷偷的溜、slip 就是悄悄的溜走。
Yeah, that you secretly go somewhere and you don't want anyone to notice, to slip out somewhere.
溜啊，从后门就溜出去了。And made her way 就是一路朝什么走去。
Yeah, to start moving towards a certain place.
要走多远？
6 blocks.
Block 是美国城市当中的街区。
Yeah, it's like a, indeed, a 街区。It's like a part of, yeah, of houses, like.
你比如说我们现在在建国门吧。
Yeah.Exactly, that's
你要走一个街区，要走到国贸那个街区，要走到大望路的街区、
yeah.
要往那边走双井的街区。
Exactly, that's a block.
那挺远的，她要走 6 blocks.
Yeah, she was very determined, very like, I'm gonna solve this problem.
对，因为她充满着决心，因为她要救弟弟的命，所以她就走啊走啊走了六个街区。
Yeah, to Rexall's drugstore.
Rexall's, 啊，是比较有名的。
Yeah, it's a very famous chain of American drugstores. A drugstore is a shop where, they sell medication. You don't need, like, you sometimes need to go there with a prescription, like a note from your doctor, you need that medicine. But you can also just go there if you have a headache and you need pills against it.
对，好，这里的 Rexall 就是美国著名的连锁的药店。这个 drugstore 就是美国人喜欢说的药店的方式。
Yeah.
这个英国人说什么呀？ Pharmacy.
Pharmacy, indeed. In England, they say pharmacy, and in America, they say drugstore.
Drug 这个词其实挺有歧义的啊，但是用在 drugstore 上面呢，它就是指药店。这个大家一定要记好，这是文化差别。
With the big red Indian chief sign above the door.
啊，这个门的上方呢，还挂着一个大大的红色的 Indian chief, 啊，印第安酋长招牌的一个 Rexall's drugstore.
Yeah, yeah, it's like an Indian chief sign that is like a symbol of Rexall's drugstore. Like an Indian chief, I'm sure you kind of know already that picture. It's like a Native American, basically, who like, with like all his adornments and all his stereotypes, and that is used for like that pharmacy, that drugstore as a symbol, as a sign. You can recognize that store.
好，很多同学都在聊天室当中刷出了今天的单词。莉莉、小米加、阿维、天马流星、杜蒙科表现得非常好啊！还有丑小鸭给大家发了很多的同步的单词的解释，在我们的直播间当中呢，可以看到同步的文本，还有同学们发上来的同步的单词，非常好。来听第二段。
She waited patiently for the pharmacist to give her some attention, but he was too busy at this moment. Tess twisted her feet to make a scuffing noise. Nothing. She cleared her throat with the most disgusting sound she could muster. Still no good. Finally, she took a quarter from her jaw and banged it on the glass counter. That did it.And what do you want? The pharmacist asked in an annoyed tone of voice. I'm talking to my brother from Chicago, who I haven't seen in ages, he said without waiting for a reply to his question. Well, I want to talk about my brother. Tess answered back in the same annoyed tone. He's really, really sick. And I want to buy a miracle. I beg your pardon? Asked the pharmacist. His name is Andrew, and he has something bad growing inside his head, and Daddy says only a miracle can save him now. So how much does a miracle cost? We don't sell miracles here, little girl. Sorry, but I can't help you, the pharmacist said, softening up a little. Listen, I have the money to pay for it. If it isn't enough, I will get the rest. Just tell me how much it costs.
一个小女孩呢，踏上了去药店买奇迹的路了。
She waited patiently for the pharmacist to give her some attention, but he was too busy at this moment.
She waited patiently. 到了药店以后呢，她非常耐心地等待着，等待着这个 pharmacist.
Pharmacist, yeah, that's someone whose job it is to prepare medicines and to sell medicines, in like a pharmacy or drugstore.
Pharmacist, 刚才说了药店呢，英文说是 pharmacy. 那么药剂师呢，就是 pharmacist.
Yeah.
所以呢，他耐心地等待着这个药剂师呢 ，gave her some attention 啊，能够注意到他，因为他毕竟又小，个头又矮。
Yeah.
完了，大家还在排队，所以可能。不受注意。
Yeah, but he was too busy at this moment.
但是此时药剂师太忙了，根本就注意不到他。Too busy at this moment.
Tess twisted her feet to make a scuffing noise.
大家看，这又是一个很生动形象的啊动作描述的句子啊。我们再听一遍是什么
？Scuffing.
She twisted her feet.
Yeah, she twisted her feet to make a scuffing noise.
大家说这是一种什么动作呀？啊
？Well, that means that she, with two feet on the ground, she turned and twisted her feet, and she made like a noise that you hear when you don't lift your feet from the ground, but you move your feet over the floor.
哎，就是说 twisted her feet, 把她的脚啊扭着，在地上啊各种扭，扭干嘛呀？来发出一些 scuffing noise 噪音。
Yeah, she thought like, if I make such a noise, then the pharmacist probably will notice me and start talking to me finally.
有的时候呢，脚在地上会发出叽叽叽，有时候会发出滋滋滋，有时候会发出咯咯咯的声音。
I mean, I also do that when I have to go to the bathroom very urgently, you know, and there's someone on it forever. So you can make a scuffing noise then to let them know that you're there, right?
有时候不用说话，自己发出一点噪音。
Exactly.
就可以提醒别人了，说，麻烦你注意到我一下，麻烦快一点儿，是不是
？Exactly, but nothing.
哦，什么也没有啊，没有人看见他，也没有人注意他。
She cleared her throat with the most disgusting sound she could muster.
好，这个时候他开始了，脚下没动静哈，咱们看看，他清了清什么嗓子
？Yeah,
clear one's throat.
Yeah, to clear your throat, that means that makes, to make a noise in your throat before you speak, so you can talk a little bit more clear, like, like that.
对，就是这种声音。
Yeah.
稍微清清嗓子，但是你又不说话。
Yeah.
你只是清清嗓子罢了啊，
yeah,
没说什么。
You can do that also when you want someone's attention, like, excuse me.
对，有时候我们也会故意的。
yeah.
一下。With the most...
Disgusting sound she could muster.
咱们说 disgusting sound 是那种比较
like a very
恶心的声音
Yeah, very a dirty sound. Like I'm sure you all can visualize the sound of someone like very disgustingly clearing his throat. I mean the spitting on the street sometimes. You know that kind of sounds like that. That is a bit disgusting.
She could muster. 这个词很有趣，叫 muster. M-U-S-T-E-R.
Well, to muster that is to try to produce as much of a feeling as you can. So like Tess, she used a lot of strength.Like, she was really like, very, very determined in making her sound. So she was like, like really, like taking a big effort to make like a very, like large enough sound.
这意思吧，就是刚才朱迪老师形容的这样。 就是这样。对，所以这个女孩她是 precocious、
yeah.
她也知道怎么去吸引注意了。 Could a master 就是发出的声音发出 No good
Yeah It didn't work
还是没用。
Finally She took a quarter from her jar And banged it on the glass counter That did it
She took a quarter. A quarter 是多少啊？我们都说是四分之一吧。
Yeah, one fourth. It's like one of four parts of a thing.
那一块钱的四分之一是多少？两毛五分钱。exactly.
Math.
两毛五分钱。From her jar. 啊，她呢从罐子里取出两毛五分钱 ，and bang it. Bang 是重重的啪一下。
Yeah,
啪在这个。
It means to hit something very hard and making a loud noise by doing that, like bam on the counter.
重重的砸，砸在这个玻璃柜台上面啊！哇塞，这一招管用了。That did it.
That did it. She got attention.
终于有效了。好，这个时候药剂师开始跟他说话了。
And what do you want?
你要什么？你要买什么？
The pharmacist asked in an annoyed tone of voice.
好，大家看。当你在形容某个人用什么样的声音用什么样的口气和口吻说话的时候你要用这个短语叫 in an 什么什么 tone of voice
in an annoyed tone of voice、
嗯、
but the tone of your voice is like the way you say something the way your voice sounds that kind of reveals how you feel like if I say hello how are youThen I sound pretty happy, right? But if I say, hello, how are you? Then my tone is very annoyed, right?
对，一个人的音调呢，就是他的语气，他的语气呢，就是他的情感。
Yeah, so the pharmacist was very annoyed. He was very like, oh my god, there's such a little kid, what to do with that?
就是啊，这小朋友啊，拿着这个玻璃罐在柜台上砸什么呀砸啊，他有点不耐烦 ,and annoyed, 有点恼怒的。A voice.
I'm talking to my brother from Chicago, whom I haven't seen in ages.
这药剂师呢反而自己开始解释了。他说我正跟我来自芝加哥的兄弟说话呢。我们好久都没见了。I'm talking to my brother from Chicago, whom I haven't seen in ages. 这咱会啊。Haven't seen in ages.
Yeah.
好多年没见了。
It's an expression in English. If you haven't seen someone in ages,Then, of course, you, like, an age is 100 years, so, like, ages is a bit unlikely, but it's a way of saying, oh, I haven't seen that person for a long time.
好久没见了，朋友们之间呢，可以用一些比较夸张的方式来说话。你比如说啊，几百年没见了，几百年没见，啊，十分不想念。
He said without waiting for a reply to his question.
他完全没有等。等 a reply to his question.、He said, without waiting for a reply to his question. 他也没有等待这女孩要回答他的问题，对不对？自顾自的就开始说起来了。
Yeah, so he just continued like, and what do you want? I'm talking to my brother from Chicago, whom I haven't seen in ages. Like, in one line, he didn't even wait for her to reply.
我挺忙的，我正在跟我的那个兄弟谈话呢。啊，你要什么？
Well, I want to talk to you about my brother.
我想跟您谈一谈我的弟弟。I want to talk to you about my brother. 好，你看这里就是一个共情，对不对？
Yeah.
你在跟你弟弟聊天，但是现在我想跟你谈谈我的弟弟。
Tess answered back in the same annoyed tone.
他也用同样恼怒的不耐烦的语气回答道。
He's really, really sick.And I want to buy a miracle.
他病得非常非常非常重。我想买一个 miracle.
I beg your pardon? Asked the pharmacist.
对不起，麻烦您再说一遍好吗？你想要买什么？
Yeah. I beg your pardon. That is like, I'm sorry, like, excuse me, what did you say? Can you say that again?
哎，你看这个 beg your pardon， 咱们中国同学对这个最熟悉了，是什么意思啊？就是 excuse me， I beg your pardon， 麻烦您再说一遍，我没太听清啊。
Yeah， it's a very very polite expression when you can use when someone said something to you and you really have no idea what that person said to you， you don't understand it， then you can just say I beg your pardon，
麻烦您给再说一遍好吗？对不起，没听清楚。Ask the pharmacist，
his name is Andrew。 And he has something bad growing inside of his head.
他的名字叫做 Andrew. 他现在呢什么 He had something bad growing
inside of his head.
有一些不好的东西长在了他的脑子里。
It could be that it's cancer or something.
对
like,
可能是某种、
like、
某种瘤、
yeah.
啊、瘤体之类的。
Yeah. And my daddy says, only a miracle can save him now.
但是爸爸说了，现在此时此刻只有一个奇迹才可以救他了。
So, how much does a miracle cost?
那一个奇迹多少钱可以买呢？ How much does a miracle cost? How much does something cost? 某样东西要花多少钱？是一个句型。
We don't sell miracles here, little girl. I'm sorry, but I can't help you, the pharmacist said.
药剂师这个时候觉得不可置信。
Yeah, like,
只能回答他说 We don't sell miracles here. 我们这儿不卖奇迹的。Little girl, 小朋友。I'm sorry, but I can't help you. 我为你感到非常的难过，但是我没法帮到你。
He softened a little. He was softening a little.
好，这个时候他的语气稍微有点变化。我们来看这个单词 soften, soften 加上一个 ing, 它的读音就是
softening,
softening, softening a little.
Yeah, he became kinder and less severe. Like he became more friendly when he heard that, as he should.
慢慢的放缓了放轻了放得缓和了一些你看啊是个小朋友是不是、啊、
Yeah, he heard her story and he was like, oh wow, that's actually pretty bad.
而且还挺意外的觉得说嗯小朋友来我们这儿买一个奇迹。好吧嗯但是不好意思帮不上忙。
Listen, I have the money to pay for it. If it isn't enough, I will get the rest.Just tell me how much it costs.
小姑娘这个时候啊反而还很急切她说啊您那个听着 listen, I have the money to pay for it. 啊我是有钱的我有钱付款的 pay for it. If it isn't enough, 如果不够的话 I'll get a rest. 我接下来我就马上去把后面的补上。Just tell me how much it costs. 告诉我它值多少钱你现在就告诉我要值多少钱。
Yeah,
我去找钱。
She is very determined. She's going to buy that miracle. Like, what I really like about Tess is that she's so determined that she will solve it. She takes responsibility to save her little brother's life. And that's amazing for a six-year-old.
大家看，读到这里，我们已经能够感觉到这个小女孩的一种形象，就是什么？很有责任感。
Yeah, she has a lot of responsibility.
她觉得她可以去承担这个责任来救弟弟的命。
Yeah, she wants to save her brother's life no matter what.
嗯，而且她非常 determined, 她是很坚定的这么一个个性。
Yeah,
就是说别人告诉她说这事儿办不了，她说那不行，你告诉我缺什么，我去把条件补充。没有条件，咱们创造条件也要上。
Exactly.
好，是这样的一个个性的女孩。好，第三段。
The pharmacist's brother was a well-dressed man.He stooped down and asked the little girl, What kind of miracle does your brother need? I don't know, Tess replied with her eyes welling up. I just know he's really sick and mommy says he needs an operation, but my daddy can't pay for it, so I want to use my money. How much do you have? Asked the man from Chicago. $1.11.Tess answered, barely audibly. And it's all the money I have, but I can get some more if I need to. Well, what a coincidence, smiled the man. $1.11, that's the exact price of a miracle for little brothers. He took her money in one hand, and with the other hand, he grasped her mitten and said, Take me to where you live. I want to see your brother.And meet your parents. Let's see if I have the kind of miracle you need. That well-dressed man was Dr. Carlton Armstrong, a surgeon specializing in neurosurgery. The operation was completely without charge. And it even wasn't long until Andrew was home again and doing well. Mom and Dad were happily talking about the chain of events that had led them to this place. That surgery, her mom whispered, was a real miracle. I wonder how much it would have cost. Tess smiled. She knew exactly how much a miracle cost. $1.11. Plus, the faith of a little child.
其实在这个医生啊，在这个 pharmacist 看来，这就是一个小朋友不懂事的一个闹剧罢了啊，赶紧把他打发走得了，是不是？
The pharmacist's brother was a well-dressed man.
但是这问题就在这儿了，就这么巧， pharmacist's brother, 他不是在跟他 brother 打电话吗？
He was like talking to like his brother
in Chicago.
So like, yeah, he happened to hear the conversation probably.
Oh, 看来他还有个别的弟弟，他可能有 many brothers.
Yeah,
这个 brothers 呢，除了电话里头那一个哈，他不是在电话里的，就是在他身边的这个兄弟。
Yeah.
这个兄弟呢是个什么样的人哈，是一个well-dressed man.
Yeah, a well-dressed person is wearing very good and fashionable clothes. Like, you can kind of recognize them on the street, like businessmen or something. They're often well-dressed. They wear a suit and they are like shaved and everything. They look clean and neat.
我们还没讲，你看我们直播间聊天室当中的单词就出来了啊。Well-dressed, 衣着，穿着考究的，穿着入时的，就是这个意思。啊，穿着讲究的男子。
He stooped down and asked the little girl, What kind of a miracle does your brother need?
He stooped down, 这个短语意思就是啊 ,stoop 就是往下扎。
Yeah, to stoop down, that means to walk or to stand with your head and shoulders bent forwards and downwards, like you're talking to someone smaller than you.
弯啊弯腰啊 ,stoop down, 就是整个就弯下腰来，因为小女孩的个子比较低。
Yeah, because she's very short, of course.
你看她就是表现出来了对哪怕是小朋友的一种尊重。
Yeah.
弯下腰来然后 ask the little girl. What kind of miracle does your brother need? 你的弟弟他需要什么样的奇迹呢?
I don't know, Tess replied, with her eyes welling up.
他说我也不知道呢。好，说这个话的时候 ,Tess 已经不再像刚才那么坚持了啊，他已经啊 ,her eyes welling up. 大家来看这个短语 ,welling up.
Yeah, if your eyes well up, then your eyes fill themselves with tears. And these tears come to the surface and almost flow out of your eyes. So, like, if your eyes are welling up, then you're almost going to cry.
对, well up, 连起来用的时候表通常是表示啊啊什么水啊什么满起来的那种状态。
Yeah.
你看一个人要在流泪的时候是不是那个泪水啊是一点一点的充盈着你的眼眶。慢慢的湿润了然后呢哇都包了很多了含满了泪水了马上就要掉出来了。这种叫做 welling up.
I just know he's really sick and mommy says he needs an operation.
我也就知道他现在病得很重。妈妈说 ,mommy says he needs an operation. 他需要一个手术。
But,My daddy can't pay for it.
但是爸爸已经没有钱来付手术费了。
So I want to use my money.
所以我想用我的钱来帮他做手术。
How much do you have?
好，这个时候 ,the man from Chicago, 这位来自芝加哥的男子就说到说 ,How much do you have? 你有多少钱?
Ask the man from Chicago.$1.11.
好，这是美元的计数的方式啊，念的方式。一美元十一美分。
Tess answered barely audibly.
那个它的读法是这样的 $1.11.
Yeah.
$1.11. 1.11.
Yeah, exactly that. Like, and she said it barely audibly. That means that she said it in a way that was like almost not hearable. You could not hear what she was saying. She said it like this, like $1.11. Like really, like very, like as if she was embarrassed to say it, you know, because it was so little.
大家看这个单词 audibly, audible, audio 是什么？声音。
Yeah, audio is like everything that is sound, right? But if something is audible, then it's loud enough for you to hear it. So if you say something that is audibly, then you say something loud enough to hear it.
我们以后讲这个词根也会讲到 audio 哈，这个词。那么 audible 呢，就是可听见的 ，audio 是声音 ，audibly 就是可听见的。那么什么叫可听见的？那 barely audibly 呢，就是几乎听不见的。
Yeah, it's almost not audibly, like almost you cannot almost not hear her.
这个 barely 实际上就是一种否定了啊，一种全否定了，几乎不听见，那就是几乎听不见的非常小的声音，没啥底气了，也觉得很尴尬。
And it's all the money I have, but I can get some more if I need to.
现在我的全部的钱也就在这儿了，就这些了。但是呢，我能再弄来一点，我如果需要的话，I can get some more if I need to.
Well.What a coincidence, smiled the man.
这个时候我们可以看到奇迹正在慢慢的慢慢的打开他的或者是放出他的光芒。这个男子笑了然后说啊真巧 ,What a coincidence. 我们在感叹什么事情啊真巧的时候就用这句话。
A dollar and 11 cents.The exact price of a miracle for little brothers.
这句话非常关键。
Yeah.
非常的关键。我们再听一遍他说了什么。
A dollar and 11 cents. The exact price of a miracle for little brothers.
一美元十一美分。哈哈哈哈。这就是 exact price.
Yeah.
正好的价格 of a miracle.
Yeah, precisely, like exact, the same amount.
完全正好是这个价钱 exact price, 正好的价钱叫 exact price of a miracle. 一个奇迹正好的价钱而且是一个小兄弟需要的奇迹正好的价钱就是 $1.11.
He took her money in one hand,And with the other hand, he grasped her mitten and said, Take me to where you live. I want to see your brother and meet your parents.
此时此刻啊，这位很友善的啊，这个大人 took her money, 拿了他的钱，一手接过了钱 in one hand. And with the other hand, 另一只手呢
He grasped her mitten.
好 ,grasp 是抓住。那么他抓住了什么
Well, her mitten.
哎，这个词很可爱。
Mitten is indeed very cute, and it's also a little cute thing, actually, I think. It's like a glove, but in without fingers. Like, usually gloves, they have, like, you can put your fingers in a hose, every single one of them. But in a mitten, only your thumb sticks out, and the rest of your fingers are all in a sort of little bag. That is a mitten. Usually kids wear those.
对，小朋友都戴的手套呢，就是那种五指的手套，也就是连指的手套。一个小手全部都穿到那个手套里去，就剩一个大拇指露在外面。
Yeah.
叫 mitten. 这样的一种连指手套叫做 mitten. 好，这个时候，他一手接过钱，一手呢，就抓住这个小女孩的这个连指手套。
Take me to where you live. I want to see your brother and meet your parents.
带我去你家吧。Take me to where you live. 带我去你家住的地方吧。I want to see your brother. 我想看看你的兄弟。And meet your parents. 顺便呢见见你的父母。
Let's see if I have the kind of miracle you need.
让我们来看看我是否有你需要的那种奇迹。If I have the kind of miracle you need. 大家听到这里会有什么感觉？
It's a good man, right?
对，首先这是一个很好的人。
Yeah, it's a good man and he's very, yeah, very helpful, very smart as well.
至少他愿意 offer help.
Yeah.
他愿意提供帮助。
Yeah.
而不是说，哎，小孩别捣乱啊，赶紧从我们这儿走。走开走开走开。
He takes her serious.
他把这个事情当得很认真。 啊，在处理这个问题，他现在要去看看情况到底如何。
That well-dressed man was Dr. Carlton Armstrong, a surgeon specializing in neurosurgery.
所以很多事情就是这么歪打正着，事情就是这么巧。这个衣着讲究的男子，他就是 Dr. Carlton Armstrong， 他是卡尔顿·阿姆斯特朗医生。这位医生呢，是一个 surgeon。
Yeah, a surgeon, that is a special doctor who is trained to perform operations that involve, cutting open someone else's body, like if they have something serious. So a surgeon is someone who can, yeah, cut someone open and like do medical stuff to them that is beneficial to their health.
同学们学一下啊，这是专业的职业的名词 ,surgeon 就是外科大夫。他还是一个外科大夫，正好是做手术的，而且不仅还这么巧，不仅是个大夫，是个外科手术，更巧的是 specializing in neural surgery.
Yeah, neurosurgery, that is surgery like an operation performed in the nervous system, especially in the brain. So actually this was a brain doctor, like he could, Yeah, he knew what to do when someone had problems with their brain.
对 ,neural surgery, 就是 neural surgery, 我问大家一个问题啊，比如说你们有的时候，比如说看大脑的病的时候，你们到医院去挂号，你知道挂哪个科吗？就知道挂哪个科。
Maybe you don't wanna know, but like...
对哈，一般来讲是神经内科、神经外科，是不是？所以这个 neural surgery 就是神经外科专业的。一个专门做手术的大夫。
Yeah, and it's funny because a lot of words that start with neuro, you can remember it like that, they are related to the brain and brain function. So, like, you can kind of guess. Anything with neuro is related to the brain and brain functions.
对，就是跟大脑有关的，和大脑功能有关的，就是 neuro。神经外科专业的医生，太厉害了，而且还是个有名的医生。
The operation...was completed without charge.
后面大家应该就想到了，这个小男孩肯定是得到了一份免费的治疗的机会啊，一次机会。而且这个机会呢 was completed without charge. Charge 是收费， without charge 是免费的。
Yeah, for free. Like no extra money was charged. The parents didn't have to pay extra money anymore.
也不需要花更多的钱了啊，什么都不需要了，你看多好啊，这样一个机会啊，把弟弟的命呢救回来了。
And it wasn't until long until Andrew was home again and doing well.
It wasn't long until Andrew was home again. 啊，这句话的意思就是说不久以后 ,it wasn't long, Andrew 呢就回到了家中，就开始康复了 ,and doing well, 恢复的还不错。
Mom and Dad were happily talking about the chain of events that had led them to this place.
啊，而且这种事情吧，就是特别，就是奇迹般的一件事情接着一件事情，叫 chain of events.
Yeah, a chain of events is like a series of events. So like one thing happens and then the other thing happens and the other thing happens and they're all connected.A chain of events.
是一连串的事情。
Yeah, a series of events.
爸爸妈妈都非常开心的就开始谈论着这一连串的事情到底是怎么一回事情啊。That had led them to this place. 是怎么把他们带到今天的这一步来的，百思不得其解啊。但是爸爸妈妈很开心啊，很开心。
That surgery,Her mom whispered.
那样的一个手术啊，啊，妈妈就低声地说道，说
,was a real miracle.
真的，这真的是一个奇迹了，这一点都不夸张，那真的是人间奇迹了。
I wonder how much it would have cost.
我也想知道，到底这手术啊，要花费多少钱呢？
Tess smiled. She knew exactly how much a miracle cost.
这个时候，八岁的小女孩 Tess 的脸上露出了笑容，因为他知道 how much a miracle cost， 他知道一个奇迹呀值多少钱。
$1.11，
也就是$1.11了。
Plus the faith of a little child，
再加上 一个小孩子的信仰。
Yeah, it's faith. Now, faith is someone's strong belief or trust that they can do something or can achieve something.
所以 Tess 心里是很明白的。
Yeah.
如果不是因为他有这种信念，一定要治好，要救到弟弟的命的这种信念，可能他不会碰到这样的奇迹。
Yeah, if she would have given in to despair, like if she would have thought to herself, oh no, and I probably cannot do anything because I'm only eight, and yeah, miracles don't exist, and yeah, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Then of course nothing would have happened, but no. She was like, okay, there's a problem, I'm gonna do something about it, and I don't know how, but I will solve it. Mm. She's very determined, and very, like, strong, and has faith.
我们知道一首著名的歌叫做 There Can Be Miracles When You Believe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
是不是
That is definitely a good one.
这个歌啊唱的也是这样的。不管大家相不相信啊，这人生有奇迹吧，世间有奇迹，但是我们也都知道 The true miracles are those of a man.
Yeah.
真正的奇迹是人创造出来的一个奇迹。
Yeah, as long as you have faith that you can solve your problems, then you will solve your problems. That's what this story is about.
奇迹只会出现在你想办法解决问题的过程当中。Miracles happen only to those who believe in them.
Yeah, like, yeah, of course, if you sit down and, like, start waiting for a miracle to happen, you don't do anything yourself, then, yeah, it's not so likely that a miracle will happen to you, of course. But if you do an effort, if you try...to do your best and try to achieve something, try to solve problems, then usually it will happen. You will solve it.
So tell us, what do you think of this story? What have you learned?
I hope you learned a lot for the new year. Like, don't despair, etc. If you have exams coming up or difficult times or...
新年第一篇美文我们就会带给大家一个关于 faith. 实际上它是关于 faith, 信念的问题,信念的一个故事。就是希望大家在新的一年里无论遇到什么样的问题都应该有所坚信。心诚则灵，中国古人就是这么说的啊。Miracles happen only to those who believe in them. 你要是连点信念都没有还能办个啥事啊？
Do you guys believe in miracles? Do you think miracles do happen? Or like that you still have to work a little bit for them?
我们以前呢倒是学过这首歌曲的哈。There can be miracles when you believe. 这首歌在任何时候听上去啊都非常的励志。因为它谈到的就是你的 belief 和 miracle 之间的关系。大家好好去领悟。
Yeah, listen carefully and write down some words you learned.
Miracle is the pet child of faith.奇迹是信念最亲爱的孩子。
That is well said, that is well said.
好，在今天这个温暖的故事当中，我们似乎又学习到了什么。好，感谢大家收听今天新年第一期的美文，谢谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you for listening.
下次见。
See you next time.